Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Samach Zayin. Sanhedrin Samach Zayin, and we are on Samach Vav Mabez, about 10 lines up at the bottom, Tana Rabbanan. But right before the Tana Rabbanan, yesterday we mentioned that there was a machlokas. What do you do with two different psukim? One pasuk seems to say that when a man is bezana with a na'ara or an aharmarasa, they both have to get the same punishment. It says, umesu gam shneihem. And another pasuk said that, no, it's okay, a man could die by himself. Umesu isha shashachavi malavado. So what do you do with those two psukim? So we spoke about whether a man, that was the machlokas between the Rabbanan and the and Rabbi Meir, about whether you only exclude a Bogaris or even a Katana. That's how we get into it. But then Rava quoted the idea that what if you say that the man could die without the woman. So what is Umesu Kam Shneim referring to? So Rava said, is to exclude Maisa Chidudim, where only one of them gets Hana'a. The man gets Hana'a, but the woman does not. So that's excluded, that in that case, one wouldn't be Chayib. And the other Mandamar holds that you don't even need a Pasuk to exclude Maisa Chidudim. It's not called a Maisa Bia. So related to that, we could talk about the issue of Negia derechiba, because this is a Gemara. Maisa Chidudim is obviously a Negia derechiba in an extreme sense. And the Gemara says, Lav Klumhu. Maisa Chidudim Lav Klumhu. So what exactly does that mean? So there is a well-known machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about Negia derechiba. Machlokas is both in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, which I'll read from, and in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam says in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Parak Chaf Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Kala Ba Ala Erva Min Ha'arayos, Derech Ivarim, if anybody actually has Bia, obviously that's an Arayos, or Shechibek Venishek Derech Taiva, or even if he just hugged and kissed Derech Taiva in a Taiva way, V'nehene Bekirav Basar, and he got pleasure Bekirav Basar by being close, Hareze Loke Min HaTorah. Says the Rambam, that is an Isser d'Oraisa. Not Misa, but it's an Isser d'Oraisa. Chibak v'nishuk d'erechiba. Sh'ne'emar lo v'lti asos mechukos ha'toevos, v'ne'emar lo sikrevu l'galos erva. Don't come close to be revealing an erva. Klomar lo sikrevu l'dvarim ha'miviyim lidei gili erva. Don't come close to actions that will lead to gili erva. That is the sheet of the Rambam, meaning Negia derechiba is an Isser d'Oraisa. Says the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs Shin Nun Gimel, arguing on the Rambam. It's quoted here in the Magen Mishnah. He quotes this Ramban. Ramban Nechlag Alav, Shechib Ral Sefer HaMitzvahs, Amr Shadrasha, Azos Sheba Sifra, Eina Ela As Machta, Vein Bekan Malkas Minatora, Ela Bebiya Gemura, Oba Ha'ara. Right, that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban holds it's nisa derabanan. It's still usser, obviously, but it is only usser mi derabanan. Rav Kook writes in one of his svarim that if it is derech kvius, if it's a permanent relationship, it's not just a one-time thing, so then even the Ramban would agree that is an usser daraisa based on a different pasuk. That is Rav Kook. He writes that in Shabbos Haaretz, The Gra on Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, when this is quoted, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, that it's Asa Daraisa. The Gra says, what about our Gemara? Ma'isi chidudim lav klumhu. That's Ma'isi chidudim, which is a derechiba type of such as lav klum. So the Gra says, it must be lav klum in terms of being a chi of Misa. It's not a chiyav misa. Lav klum is not a chiyav misa, but it's aser. It could even be aser mi da'oraisa. Even though this is, we might say, oh, what's an afkamina? We have to hold like the Rabbanas like we hold like the Oraisas also. So what's the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban? The difference is, it comes up in the cases of one level down. So derechiba is da'oraisa versus Rabbana. What about shaloba derechiba? What if it's not a derechiba touch? So that for sure is not aser da'oraisa. But is that somewhere close to a daraisa or not? So according to the Ramban, for sure it's not. According to the Ramban, it's also derechiba is derabanan. So for sure, non derechiba, meaning bumping somebody on the bus, Right? So is that anything that you have to be so worried about? Or shaking hands. Or shaking hands, as we'll talk about it in a second. So all of those, so for the Ramban, it's for sure nowhere near the world of Daraisa. It's for sure the world of Darabanans. So therefore it's much easier if one tries to look for Heterim b'makom Sarech, so then it'll be easier. For the Rambam, it's still possible, because it's still non-Derechiba, and most is Darabanan as well, but it's still a little bit harder. And this is the big sugya of non-derechiva. So first of all, Ramosha has a number of shuvas about this. First, Ramosha has a shuva in Eben Ezer, Beis Yudalid, about going on a bus or a subway. Be'inyin halicha b'subvei u'babus b'shah she'yefshah lizar minigia v'techifa b'nashim mitzad adochik. Right? So he wrote this in 1960. So do you have to take a taxi and pay more, take a taxi to go to work, rather than go on the bus, knowing that one is going to be touching? Says Ramosha, you could go on the bus. That is daraisa. It's only derechiba. If it's not derechiba, it at most is derabanan. And here it's not even derabanan, because it's not even, you don't even have kavana for it. Even though you know it's going to happen, you don't even have kavana for it. So Moshe says that you can go on the bus. If somebody finds themselves having hearer issues even on the bus, Moshe says then you got to take a taxi, because then it's turning into non derechiba. I'm sorry, it's turning into derechiba. So then it would be more of a problem. That's Rav Moshe in Eben Ezer, Beis Yud Dalet. Then the other tshuva, the big discussion in the poskim, is what about shaking hands? What about shaking hands at an interview, saying hello to somebody? So there is a Yerushalmi. There's a Yerushalmi in Soda that talks about when the Kohen takes the karban mincha of the Isha Sota. So puts his hands under her hands. So is that, so ask the Gemara in the Yerushalmi and Sota. Is that something you have to be worried about? The Gemara says, the ain hadavar ki'ur? Isn't it disgusting? Is it something that one should be worried about? So Gemara says, maybe mapa ve'ino chotzeitz. Maybe you bring a handkerchief. Maybe kohen zakein. V'yafil tamer yalad, ain yetzahara matzu l'shah. The Yetzahara for a second of holding the carb, holding her hand underneath her carpet and waving it, the Yetzahara is not Matsui L'sha'a. That is the language of the Yerushalmi. So based on this, the question is, what about a handshake? So Rav Moshe has very short, cryptic tshuvas about it, but all he says is, you can't do it. He has one line tshuvas in two different places. Moshe writes in Aleph Kushri Gimel, putting your hand out to an Isha, Kederach Hanotim Shalom B'Paksham, Pashit Sha'asur, Afilu L'Pruya. That's Rav Moshe. And Eben Ezra repeats it. Aleph Nun Vav. Ubedvar Sheraisa Sheish Makilin Af Meira Hashem Litin Yav Leisha Kishi Moshita Ulai Sovereign Deinzer Derechiba Avalamaisa Kasha Lismochalse. That's Rav Moshe. It's Derechiba. Holding hands is Derechiba. Shaking hands? So maybe he means what the Bar Moshe means. The Bar Moshe, the Debrecen Rebbe, says he's Bechalik between shaking hands, hello, goodbye, versus shaking hands at the end of a business deal. Shaking hands at the end of a business deal, that's not derechiba. That's business. That's business. But saying hello, hi, how are you? Saying goodbye, shkoyach, thank you. That's a little different. So that's what the Bar Moshe is b'chalik between that, and maybe that's what Rav Moshe assumes. But there are other poskim. Rav Chaim Berlin writes in a tshuva, one of his tshuvas in the Nuk 7 that came out, and they say, b'shem Rav Salvechik and others, that the dead fish handshake, meaning just stick out the hand. It's covered, at most it's Durabanan. It's covered abrius if you don't stick it out. Maybe you shouldn't stick it out first, but, to return. I remember some of my Talmidim, years ago, said, but they go on an interview, they said they judge you on the handshake. It's like, Mamish, if you give a weak dead fish handshake, they'll say, oh, this is the kind of guy he is. It's part of the interview. I said, haraya then. Haraya then, it's something significant. All right, so again, you got to do what you got to do. So that's the one has to be cognizant of the halacha and ask a shayla. One has to ask a shayla if one is in this situation. So interesting, the Sephardic poskim talk about what about kissing a Sephardi rabbi's hand? When you go into a Sephardic rabbi, you kiss his hand. So is that the Ben Ish Chai discusses that in one of his tshuvas? Is that derechiba? Because all they do is all the Sephardic poskim. So it is derechiba. Anyway, so that is the issue of the Isser Negia Chiba the Shol derechiba, and it comes out from our Gemara because our Gemara talks about derech chidudim. Okay, now we continue. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, still talking about the issues of Nara Hamarasa, which was this in our Mishnah on Daf Lamechov and Beis on top. The chi of skila is only if someone lives with a na'ara ha-me'orasa. All three. Na'ara, me'orasa, besula. Tana Rabbanan, says the Braisa now. 10 lines up. Ubas ish kohen ki techel his nose. As we know, Ubas kohen has unique halachas. We discussed this at the beginning of this parak. Beginning of this parak was a while ago, but it was still in this parak, at the beginning of Arba Mises. We spoke about Ubas ish kohen. She has a unique halacha. She gets srefa. She gets srefa. So, not skila. So, Rebbe Omer, tchila. The word techel liznos, you darsh it to me, tchila. The beginning. The beginning of something. What is the beginning of something? We'll see. V'chein hu Omer, and also Rebbe connects it to the other pasuk, umeis ha'ish asher shechav yu'al avado. And the man that lay with her dies himself. So, Mike Omer, what is Rebbe talking about? What does it mean? Tchila, connecting it to the following pasuk. So, Amar Afuna Breder of Yeshua, Rebbe Kribi Yishmael Svirilei. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yishmael, who we had at the beginning of the parak. The Amar Arusa Yatzel Lesreva Velo Nesua. When the Torah says that a Bas Kohen goes, is Nisraf, that's only an Arusa, not a Nesua. We have three different opinions, if you remember there. Arusa, both, only Nesua, only Arusa. So Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yishmael, that only an arusa. That's what he means. Ki techel is nos. When she is starts to be mezana, meaning when she's an arusa. V'hachi ka'amar. And this is what it means. Im tchilas bia biznus bisrefa. Im tchilas bia, when she's an arusa, that is biznus. So then that's her bia rishonish in Ivala. Then she gets refa. Idach, but if she's already a nesua, bechenek. So that's how we interpret. That's how our Funa Brid of Yeshua interprets Rebbe's line. Says the Gemara of my Vachain. So what's this extra pasuk of Vachain? What's the Umeis Ha'ish? So, Ki Hasam, Vachain means just like over there. Ki Ma Hasam, just like over there where that pasuk is brought. Bitchilas Biyakam Ishtoikra. It's talking about an Aram Arasa. That's our context. So, Hachanami Bitchilas Biya here too. So Rebbe compares the case of an Aram Arasa to the case of Bas Kohen. Both are talking about Arusa. Hakanami b'tchilas bia kamishtoi kra. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Barabaya, Marlo hachi amar. But I never heard that from my Rebbe. Who's that? Umani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef gave a different pshat in this. Rav Meir, Rebbe, Kri Meir Sfirulei. He gave a different pshat of Rebbe's opinion. That Rebbe holds like Rebbe Meir. Da amar. Rebbe Meir says, Nisez lechem en apsule misasa b'chenek. That when do we say a bas kohen? Ki techel is nos. When does she get srefa? That's only if this act was the first problematic act. But if she already was married, who was she married to? If she was married to a pasola, so then she's already nifseles. And if that's true, then she's not going to get the unique halacha of srefa, then she's just going to get chenek. V'hachi kamar, and that's what Rebbe means. Im tchilas achalsa biznus, if the beginning of her chilul was with this act of znus, then she's going to get srefa, bisrefa. V'idach, but if not, if she was already married, l'pasola, so then b'chenek, she's not going to get srefa, she'll get chenek. Umay v'chein, and what's the v'chein then? What is this, the halacha that is only to someone, only if she was married to a non-pasol, how does that connect to nara moraso, the v'chein, my the v'chein, simana ba'alma, you're right, doesn't really have to do with it. Simona Ba'alma is just assuming that this is the beginning of something and this is the beginning of something. Now Marasa is the beginning of something, and this is also the beginning of something that she wasn't Niveles to a, she wasn't married to Apostle Law before. So it's not as tight of a connection as we had thought. Okay, so we have two pshatim of what Rebbe meant, one from Rav Funa Breid of Yeshua and one from Rabbi Bar Abaye. So that finishes up the Nara Marasa, and now we continue with the next on the list of skilos, and that's Mesis and Mediach. So that's the Mishnah, and then after this, we get into the continuation of the list, and then we switch Prakim into Betzorah Umor. Says the Mishnah, HaMesis Zeh Hedyot. When the Mishnah, back on Daf Nun Gimel, said that a Mesis is one of the Chayve Misos, so that's only talking about a Hedyot that convinces somebody to do Avodah Zarah. What is Hedyot excluding? That's excluding a Navi. If a Navi tries to get you to do Avodah Zarah in the name of Hashem, that's not Skila. That's a different parsha in the Torah, different Aveira. V'hamesis es ahedyot. And Mesis also talking about who is getting convinced, that's also a hedyot. Here, this is excluding a Rabbin, excluding Irani Dachas. Because the halacha that we learned earlier also, if somebody tries to convince a Rabbin to do Avodah Zarah, so then also they don't get Skila, they would get Saif. They would get, I'm sorry, Bechanek. They would get Chanek. Omar. So now, what's the case of Mesis? What's the case that somebody convinces someone else to do Avodah Zarah? Omar. Yesh Yireh B'Makom Ploni. There's an Avodah Zarah, a Yireh. Yireh means something that you fear. There's an Avodah Zarah in a certain place. Kach Ocheles, Kach Shosen. It eats like this. It drinks like this. Kach Metiva, Kach Meriah. This is how it does good to people. This is how it does bad to people. What do you mean B'Makom Ploni? Why don't you just say right here? Why don't you bring him to an Avodah Zarah? Because most of the time, by Mesis, the Achronim say, you're trying to convince somebody of something, and if it's here, they'd see it's Narishkeit. They'd see it's nothing. So that's why I say, oh, but Makom Ploni, there's an Avodah Zarah there, some far away. That's how you convince them. The grass is always greener, though it's always powerful over there. If you see it in front of you, it's nothing. So that's why you say, Makom Ploni, far away. So that's what a Mesis does. You're trying to convince somebody to do Avodah Zarah. Call, who's the first Mesis in history? Who's the first Mesis in history? So Chazal tell us the Nachash. The Nachash was the first Mesis. Nachash was the first Mesis. He didn't say to do Avodah Zarah yet. He said to go against God. That was the first Mesis. What was Avodah Zarah in those days? Adam Arishon only had one mitzvah. So to go against that mitzvah is to do Avodah Zarah. Right? He said, don't eat from this tree. And the Nachash tried to do it. That's why we learned certain halachas from a Mesis. Certain halachas. Remember, it was a Gemara earlier. I think it was on a Shabbos. I don't think we discussed it. I think it was earlier. We had Rabbi Kadosh Baruch Hu asked Adam, why'd you do it? She made me do it. She asked Chava, why'd you do it? The Nachash made me do it. Hashem didn't ask Chava. Didn't ask the Nachash, why'd you do it? Because he would have had a good taina. What would he have said? Divrei Rava, Divrei Tama, Divrei Mishomen. But why'd they listen to me? They should have listened to you, God. But Hashem didn't ask that from a Nachash. Why? And you learn from there that you ain't torn in Lamesis. Right? But when it comes to a Mesis, you try to be b'chai of him. So we learn halachas of Mesis, even from Parshas Bereishis. What? He didn't get Misa. Oh, he just got a certain kind of punishment that maybe takes the form of Misa. Right? Eternal rejection from God. I don't know which is worse. Okay. 4. Kol chayvi Misa sheba Torah. Ul chayvi Misas in the Torah. Ein machminin aleihem. We never try to trick and to set up anybody who does anything wrong. Chil Shabbos and Treif. We never try to set them up with witnesses behind the fence. Chutz Mizu, except for here. Mesis, it's in a special category. What do we do? Amar l'shnayim, if somebody tells two people. So then, no problem. So you don't have to set anybody up. Those two people can function as the witnesses. Hein Edav, Mubinus Olabazim, Soklan Oso. They are the witnesses, and they can bring him to court and have him stoned. But Amar l'echad, who Omer Yeshli Chaverim? If he says to one person, let's do Avodah Zarah. So then the Nisas, the one who's being convinced, should do as follows. He should say, you know what? I have a bunch of friends that also want to come. Can I go get them? Rotsim Bakach, Yeshli Chaverim Rotsim Bakach. I have friends that want to do this. Im Haya Arum, if the Mesis is sly and he knows. He doesn't want to get set up. He doesn't want to talk in front of more than one person because then he's going to know, oh, these might be witnesses. If they don't listen to me, they're going to bring me to court. So then, you're allowed to hide witnesses behind the fence. For who omer? Lo. And then the Nisas says again, repeat again for me. Tell me again exactly. V'halo omer lo. And then the Mesis repeats it. V'hu omer lo. And then the Nisa says, Heich naniach ez alokeinu shebashamayim. How can we leave Hashem our God? V'neilech v'navot eitzim v'avonim. How can we go worship wood and stones? So imchoze bohar ez emutav. If he retracts, fine. If he says, okay, you're right. Sorry. V'im amar kachi chovateinu kach yafelanu. But if he says, no, this is what we got to do, then ha'omde me'achori ageder mevien oso lebezdin v'soklan oso. Then those who are behind the fence come out and they can bring him to court and have him stoned. Right, so that is how we set up a mesis. Two important points. Number one is a discussion that Rabbi Akiva Eiger's grandson asked him on this Mishnah. The Rambam says, as we know this, and we'll know this again, Be'ez Hashem, from Masechas Makos, there is a concept called Edom Zomim, which we had very recently. What does Edom Zomim mean? Where the Edom come and say something about Reuven, and then other Edom come, Edom Mazimin come and say, Imanu Hayisa B'Makom Ploni. The second set of Edom say to the first set of Edom, you couldn't have known that, you were with us. What if the second set of Edom say, it can't be, because Reuven, the guy who you say killed, was with us at that time? What's that called? Is that Edom Zomim? If they testify about the parties, not about the witnesses, that is not Edom Zomen. That's called Hachasha. That's not called Azama. If the Edim Mazimin come and say, it can't be because the Neharag was with us, the Rotseach was with us, that is not Edom Zomen. That's Edom Hachasha, and you just throw them out of court. That's not Zomen. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says that in Ilchas Edus, Yurches Beis. Uma bin Hachasha laHazama, Hachasha be'edus Atzma. Hachash is about the testimony itself. Zosomeres haya hadavar azev, zosomeres lo haya. O yavo michlal devarei hashalo haya. Vahazama be'edim atzman. That's a key point. The Rambam says hachasha is about the edus. The hazama is about the edim. So hazama, about the chiddush of edim zomen, is about the edim. Fine. That's the Rambam. Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger's grandson to Rabbi Kiva Eger for 1 minute. What do we say here? We say here the two people themselves that are being seduced, right? So they come to court and they can testify against the person, the Mesis. Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger's grandson, isn't that Edus She'iyata Yachal Hazima? Because what's Edus She'iyata Yachal Hazima? Right? What is it? Edus has to be Hazama-able. What does that mean? It has to be that the people could come and say to Edim, you were with us, you couldn't have known about it. So what's going to happen here? These two Edim that were Nisos, they were coming to court. Let's say Edim Zomen come to court and say, you were with us, you couldn't have known about it at the time that this occurred. But Memela, what are they? They're testifying about the parties, because they are the parties. They're the witnesses too. But they're testifying about, this is Edus on the, like the Rambam called it, it's on the Edus Atzman, not just on the Edim Atzman. So isn't this Edus Yeta Yachal Azima? Therefore, should it be Edus? The Gemara never says anywhere that by Mesos you don't need Edus Yeta Yachal Azima. We mentioned that back in the first parak. The Minchas Chinuch says, the only exceptions to Mesos are the ones the Gemara mentions. You can't just say you don't need anything by Mesos. Right? So here, to ask from Kivega's grandchildren. Right, grandson, don't you need Edus She'iyata Yachal Hazima? And here you don't have it, because any testimony of Azama is memela going to be Hachasha. It's going to be on the Edus themselves.
Why is it both?
What? It's both. So it's both, but it's also Hachasha. So doesn't that ruin it? So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, basically maybe what you're saying, you only need Hachasha v'Azama. You only have that distinction when there's two different things. That's possible. If you could have Edus on the item itself, if you could have Hachasha on the Edus and Hazama on the Edim, then you have the concept of Edus She'iyata Yachal Hazima. But in this case, it's not a problem. In this case, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in the Shuva, Simon, Reish, Yud, Beis, V'zeo Shayach, Rakim, Heim, Beis, In Yonim, She'omrim, Ita, Avalam Hachasha, Yotzi, Mitoch Hazama, Lo Shayachim. If they're just overlapping, this is the only thing they could have, then it would not be a problem, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, and therefore, you would still put him to death. Well, Mesa doesn't need Asra. Mesa doesn't need Asra. Okay, and one other point, the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah on our Mishnah.
They have to try to convince them, but they have to say that...
Oh, so now this question right here. Why is it...
Isn't that
what?
Almost like Asra, when they're saying that...
Oh, Baruch Shekivanta, you'll see in a second. So the Gemara, the Mishnah here had two different parts. The first part of the Mishnah said, if somebody comes to two people and says, what do you say, you want to do this? And they say, they can bring them to court. The second part of the Mishnah that we just read said, if they say it to one person, so then the one person gets his friends behind the fence, and then he says, repeat it for me. And then he says, you really want this? So should we leave Hashem? Yeah, we have to leave Hashem. So Yad Ramah asks, what about in the first part? He didn't ask. Do you really want to do this? Right? So why did it say that in the first half of the Mishnah? What does it say in the first half of the Mishnah? What's the difference between the first half of the Mishnah and the second half of the Mishnah? The Yad Ramah has three answers right here. Excuse me, why is it that only in the second half of the Mishnah you had to say it, and not in the first half? So, says the Yad Ramah, V'yim tishol, ma'ishna ha'cha d'boi meymar le'hechna ne'chazav elokeinu, ma'ishna ha'cha d'amar l'shnayim. Answer number one, kivan d'amar ba'apet shrei d'chazi l'sa'adusa. In case one, where he says it to two people, that itself is ke'ein hasra'a dami. If you're saying it to two people who you know could bring you to court, you don't need real hasra'a for mesis. You need a little bit of prodding, a little bit of, come on, really? You're really going to do this? You need something. So if the guy says it to two people, that itself is hasra. V'lo tzrichi sulam emarle, v'lo midi. Hacha. If you only say it in front of one person, then that's not good enough. You need a hasra, a koldehu. You need a little bit of a hasra. You don't need to say, if you do this, you're going to get skila. And he says, I'm going to ask kenani yosa. You don't need all the other halachas of hasra. But you need a hasra called who? So in front of two people, it's automatically hasra. In front of one, it's not. And even though Mesa doesn't need hasra, hani mili hasra lamisa. Aval azhara called who? Ki agavna boy. Exactly what you just said, John. That is answer number one. Answer number two, what's his second hasra? His second answer is that if a person is chozer bo in front of two people, we assume that's a real chazara. If he's a chozer in front of two people, we assume it's not a real chazara. He's probably being chozer because he's like, what are these guys doing? They're trying to convince me. They probably don't want to do it. So I'm going to say, of course not. So in the first case, asking wouldn't really prove that he's being chozerbo, that he's really being about shuva. So there's no purpose in asking in the first case, where the two people say, you really want to do this? Because even if he says, no, I don't want to do it, maybe he's not telling the truth. In front of one person, if he accepts the rebuke of, do you really want to do this? It must be he's really telling the truth. That's why it's going to be worthwhile to do it. And third answer, which is again another chilek, and that is, in the second case, the Nisais really is not at fault, but he really has part of it. The Nisais says, you know what? I got two friends. Meet me there. We're all going to do it together. We're all going to worship together. So in that case, where the Nisais is being Misayaya, he's got to cover himself and also try to say, you know, do you really want to do this? Hech naniach. In the first case, it's all the Mesas. The Nisais is not doing anything. So that's why you wouldn't have to ask in that case. Those are three answers that the Adramah has in this case. Weiter. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Says the continuation of the Mishnah, third line. Ha'omer, so what did the Mesis say? According to Rashi and the Rambam, the Mesis is talking here. E'avod, I will go serve. Meaning, he says, I'll go serve and then you come after me. Or Elich ve'avod, I will go and serve. Nelech ve'avod, let us go and serve. Ezbach, I will go sacrifice. Elich ve'ezbach, Nelech ve'nizbach. I will go and shech to the Avodah Zarah, or we will. Aktir, Elich ve'aktir, Nelech ve'naktir. All those cases. Or Anaseach, I will go and pour to the Avodah Zarah wine. Elich ve'anaseach, Nelech ve'anaseach. As we had, these are the Dalet Avodos. The Dalet Avodos of Zivuch and Kitur and Nisuch. And now, Eshtachaveh. Elich ve'eshtachaveh, Nelech ve'eshtachaveh. I will bow down. These are the four Avodos we spoke back on Daf Samach and Beis about the, if you do these, even to an Avodah Zarah, that is Shalok Kederach, these Avodos, you're still going to be Chayav Misa. Because these are automatically the way we serve Hashem, and therefore it is also for us to worship Avodah Zarah here. Next, HaMesis Zehedyot. That's what the Mishnah said, Taima Dehedyot, only because the Hedyot was Mesis. HaNavi Bechenek. But if a Navi tried to convince you to do Avodah Zarah, that would be Chenek. That's a different parsha in the Torah. And next, V'hamesis esa hedyot. And only, our Mishnah says, when do you get skila? If you try to seduce a yachid to do a avodah zarah. Time of the yachid. Harabim b'chenek. But if you try to seduce a rabim, a whole city, so then you would get chenek. Mas nisan mani Reb Shimoni. Our Mishnah is going according to the opinion of Reb Shimon. Detanya, navi shihidiach b'skila. A navi that tries to be mediach. Why is the lashon here of mediach and not mesis? That's just the lashon of the Torah. It's lashon of the Torah, but we shouldn't be medayik that mediach is referring to dafkin here in Idacha's case. Just use it, they're synonyms. Navi shehidiach, a navi that tries to convince somebody to do avodah zarah b'skila. That's the Tanakama. Reb Shimon Omer b'chenek. Right, and that because our Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon. The diak from our Mishnah, right? The diak in our Mishnah was only a hedyot shehidiach and not a navi shehidiach. Madiche ir in Idachas. Those who try to convince a whole city to avodah zarah b'skila. Reb Shimon Omer b'chenek. So therefore, our diyuk that our Mishnah is dafke hedyot in both directions is like Reb Shimon. Ema seifa, 1 minute. Look in the seifa. What's the seifa? The next Mishnah, which we're going to have in 10 lines. Ema seifa hamediach zeh omer nelech v'navod avodas kochavim v'yomer v'yudam arav madiche irani dachas shanu. The next Mishnah, Reb Yudam Arav explains, is talking about irani dachas, and that's still in the chivi skilus, us in the rabbanon. So that Mishnah seems to go like the Rabbanan, because that Mishnah says the person who tries to get a city to avodah zarah gets skila. Reisha Reb Shimon v'sefer Rabbanan. Is that true? Could we have that? Could we have the Reisha, the top Mishnah on over here going like Reb Shimon, and the next Mishnah going like the Rabbanan? Ravina Amar Kula Rabbanan hi. Rabbanan says no. It's all like the Rabbanan. It's all like the Rabbanan. Even the first Mishnah. V'lozu av zuktani. And don't be medayik from the first Mishnah that hedyot not a navi. Not only a hedyot, not only a yachid, but even a rabim. So that is Number one, Rav Papa Amar, different answer. Kiktani Mesa Zehedyod Lahachmana. When it says Mesa Zehedyod in the first Mishnah, it means Lahachmana. It doesn't mean Hedyod versus Navi. It means we treat him like a Hedyod. We treat him like a lowly individual. Lahachmana, meaning we even hide witnesses behind to set him up. The Tanya, Vishakal Chavimisa Shabbatorah, as it says, other Chavimisas, Ein Machminin Alein, Chutz Mizu. We don't hide witnesses except for him. Ketzad, Osinlo, Madzlikin, what do? Madzlikin lo, Zanebri Beis Afinimi. We light a candle on the inside. Moshivin lo Edim Beis Achitzon. We put Edim on the outside. Kadesha Yu, Hain Brono, Sofa Shomon Eskolo. Or if there's a candle inside the house, people from the outside can see in, but people in cannot see out. And they hear, they see him for Shomon Eskolo, and they hear his voice. The Hu Eino Roa Osan, and he doesn't see them. Follow Omerlo, Amar Masha Martali Biyicha. Tell me again what you told me earlier. Viru Omerlo. Vahu Omerlo, Vahalo Omerlo, and then he says again, Heich Niach Zalokinish Vashemayim, Venavon Avodus Kochavim, Im Choser Bamutav, if he retracts fine, Vim Omer, Kach Hicho Vateinu, Kach Yafelanu, Haidim Sheshomim Yavachuth, Mevino Zalabezdin, Vesoklin Oso, and they have him stoned. Couple of points. Number one, we have two answers here. For the, what the pshat is in the, do you have to say the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Rabbanan? So Ravina has one answer, and Rav Papa has another answer. Rashi just notes that our girsa is correct. Ravina Amar and Rav Papa Amar. Don't be gores Amar Ravina. Because then it would appear like a machlokas, Rashi says, and therefore, don't have that diyak. That connects to what we've said in the past, the Rabbi Shmuel Omer, meaning the, what is considered, what language is a machlokas, what language is not. So Rashi is saying that Amar Ravina, starting new, would reflect a machlokas if you then have Rav Papa Amar. But if you both have two, Ravina Amar, Rav Papa Amars, then they could work together. Okay, next. Rashi here notes that, what did our Gemara say? You put the candle inside so that the Edom could see him, but he can't see them. The Edom have to see him? They can't just hear him? Sounds like from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hein Roin Oso. Rashi says that you need Hein Roin Oso. You see the fifth wide line in Rashi, the end of the line. Hein Roin Oso, La'or Haner She'imo, with the candle. The Lo Matzi Chazilei. Because if they can't see him, lo matzi mashidale l'chiyuvik tala, they cannot testify to kill him. V'yav agav d'shami kale, even though they hear his voice, debatzi l'meimar lav havyana. Because you could have said, it wasn't me. You heard somebody that sounds like me, right? It wasn't me, right? That's what the you can't be so, you know, sure by just a voice. Right? Even though sometimes if you only have a voice, you can, but sometimes you can. Last week I met somebody, I was in a store, and Baruch Hashem, somebody heard me ordering a bagel. They came over to me, Rabbi Rosner, how are you? I said, I have no idea who you are. He's like, neither, I've never met you before in my life, but I listen to you every day. Baruch Hashem. But sometimes you recognize by voices, sometimes you recognize by faces, but it's not a vadai. Anyway, so that's what Rashi says. The Yad Ramah asks, same Yad Ramah, but we know the Gemara elsewhere says, how could a Suma be with his wife at night? Tviyasayin, we know that because he knows the voice. He knows the voice. He doesn't have to assume that it's somebody else. So you see, a voice is good enough. Ask the Yad Ramah. So the Yad Ramah has a Yesod Gadol. Yesod Gadol. He quotes the Gemara elsewhere that is good enough for in the end of Yivamis. Discusses it also, but how is it? So the Yad Ramah says, it depends if it's for life or it's for Eidos. Just living life, husband and wife, that's good enough. It's good enough for that. Testimony is a higher level. Testimony, you don't live with a person. You testimony about an event that occurred, right? A summa can't testify. Summa can't testify that so-and-so did it. Why? They heard. No, it's not good enough for Eidos. And here we're talking about Eidos. Mi dami, hasam lav le'inyin Eidos kamairi el le'inyin milsa detalya b'didei. And Yishmu es Kolo. Right, we have the case right, the Gemara about Suma with Mutar Mishnah with the Gemara in Masechas Gittin earlier. So that is an important point of the Yad Ramah. You can look in the Ksos and Siman Pei Aleph, who discusses, could you use Shmiya for Dini Mamanis? You can't use it for Nefashis, as it says here. What about Dini Mamanis? He quotes our Gemara, and he quotes the discussion of the Yad Ramah. Okay, right here, we're up to the next Mishnah. I didn't get to research it more, but I saw some Pshatim on some of the first and to talk about a couple of lines that we don't have. I'm like, where's that Gemara? Did I miss that? Did I skip a couple of lines? So right here before this Mishnah is the second time in this Masechta that there seems to be censored. I check there. It's not there, right? You don't have any more lines before the Mishnah. So back on Daf Mem Gimel, the Biurei HaDaf has the extra lines, the censored edition. Right, all about Yeshu. Right, that's on the bottom of Mem Gimel Man Aleph, the end of the bottom of the Gemara. On Daf Mem Gimel. So if you look in certain Gemaras, the uncensored versions, it has the deleted text. So I think here there's also supposed to be a couple of more lines, but the Biurei HaDaf, which had the other one, was on a Shabbos, we didn't get to discuss it, doesn't have it. I have to get a copy of it. But that's the I think there's a couple of lines also here that is missing. Okay, Mishnah. The poskim say, I mean, I have a sefer Yomatavah LeRabbanan. It's all about Hilchas Siyum. So they ask there, are you allowed to make a Siyum on a Masechta if you didn't do the censored? You don't have the censored editions. They said, yeah, poskim make them. This lines weren't in the Masorah for so many years. You can still make a Siyum on. A siyum on the Masechta or on Shas. Masnisan, Vaiter, Hamediach, Zeho, Marinel, Fanavaras Kochavim, Mediach, and somebody says, let's go worship Avodah Zarah. Hamachashef. What's a Machashef? So we already had Ov and Yedoni, right? That was on Daf Samachay. Now we're getting Machashef. What's a Machashef? Ha'ose Maisachayev, Valoha Oche Zesoyenayim. Machashef is only Osir if you actually did something, not if you just did sleight of hand. There's no Isser Skila if you just like tricked somebody, but you didn't really do anything. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, as follows. An example. Shnayim Delokten Kishuin. If two people are in the garden, they're gathering vegetables, they're gathering cucumbers. Echalokek Pater, Vechalokek Chayiv. You could have, they're both gathering cucumbers. One of them's Chayiv Misa, and one of them is doing something that's allowed. Ha'osem Isa Chayiv. The one who is using magic to gather the cucumbers, and you're saying some incantation, and they're all coming to his basket, he's chayiv misa. Okay, that's right. Now, if somebody's just making it look like he is gathering the cucumbers magically, but he's really not, then it's going to be pater. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Madichei Yer Nidachas Anukan, like we just quoted before. What does Madichei mean here? It means even of near Nidachas. And it could be an Isser Skila even to the Mediach. Hamachashiv Zeh Osa Maisa, Tanur Abanon, Mechashefa. Echad ish ve'echad isha. A machashefa, a witch, is chayav misa, lo sechaya, doesn't matter if it's a male or a female. Im kematam alomar machashefa, bevrei rov, she rov, nashim mesuyas bekshafim. Why machashefa? Because most women are mesuyas bekshafim. Most witches out there are females. Right? Most are females and not males. So in the biurei chasidus, l'shas, well, where does this come from? So he quotes from the sefer Dvarim Nechmadim. I don't know who that is. Farim Nechmadim, he says, where did this come from? Why are they both? Because who was the first? Who was the first Mesis or Mechashefa? Who was the first one? The Nachash. Kasher HaNachash Hesis Eschava. V'omar La. Hashem Yisbarach Ocha Meitzadas Ubarat Olam. God ate from this tree and created the world. That's why he doesn't want you to eat from the tree. Right? That's what the Nachash said. So, Bazeh Hichish Pamaya Shamala. With this, as we'll see in Amud Beis, with this he undermined the whole power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Isha that was Makabel, the Nachash's words, Mitsuya hi bikshafim. So she's more Matsui because she was the first one who heard these issues of, oh, you gotta eat from this tree, even though this is about Kishuf, and this is that's and he's quoting this about Mesis, but the subject is that it's connected, and therefore that's the problem. Continue for a minute, and then we're gonna have an important Meiri. Misasan Bama. So it connects to Chava. Nashim Mesuyas Bekshafim. Misas and Bama, what's his Misa? Rav Yezek, Lili Omer, Nehma Kamesh Mechasheva Losachaya, Venemer Lahalan Losachaya Kol Neshama. So Malahalan Besayev, just like there, when you have to kill out the seven nations, it's Besayev, Afkan Besayev. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. Nehma Kan Mechasheva Losachaya, Venemer Lahalan, and Behema Mishlo Yechye. Right, it says it by Har Sinai. Malahalan, if an animal or a person goes on to Har Sinai, Malahalan Beskila, Afkan Beskila. So it's a Machlokas. What does a Mechashefa get? Omar lo Rabbi Yossi, who said, Sayif ani danti lo sachaya mi lo sachaya. Right? I like those two psukim. They're more parallel. V'yata danta lo sachaya mi lo yichya. Two different psukim. Omar Rabbi Akiva, no. Ani danti Yisrael mi Yisrael. I'd rather learn Jews from Jews. V'shariva v'hanakasa misos harbi. There are many misos that Jews have. All dalam misos bezdin. V'yata danta Yisrael, meaning Har Sinai is by Jews, and lo sachaya, and Mechashev is by Jews. Losachayek Honasham is by the seven nations. V'yata danti somi ovdik achavim, shlo ribim henakasuv, ela misa achas. That's why I'd rather not learn it from from there. Let's do a little bit more, and then I'll mention the Meiri, which is an Amanah. Ben Azai Omer. Other sources. How do you know it's Beskila? Nemar, Mechashefa lo Sachaye, Vinemar, Koshoche, Vimehema, Mos Yumas, they're put next to each other. Shrivas Behema and Mechashefa. Samchu inyan lo, Mashoche, Vimehema, Beskila, Mechashef, Beskila. Amal Rabbi Yehuda, Vichemi Bresha, Samchu inyan lo, Notzi Lezeb Beskila. Is Smichas Apsukim enough to kill somebody with? And to kill them in a chomer way? That's not enough of smuchin. Smuchin is not good enough, says Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Rashi says, ain darshan smuchin. He doesn't darshan smuchin. El ovi yadoni, this is what the source is. Ovi yadoni bichlal mechashefim hayu. Ovi yadoni were examples of mechashefa. V'lama yatsu, why did they have separate psukim? V'hakish aleim v'lama lecha. To go out to teach you. Ma ovi yadoni b'skilaf mechashef b'skila. Right, it's called, right, we say it in Rabbi Yishmael. If you have a prat that went out of a cloud, it's lo lo amed ala asmo yatsu, ala akla kulo yatsu. So that's Yudarshin Skila. Rabbi Yudanami, Levi, Ovi Yudoni, Shtek Suvina Banka Echad, Shechol Shtek Suvina Banka Echad, Emelamdin. I, Rabbi Yehuda, it's two different sukkim, and Ovi and Yudoni. So you should say, if one detail goes out, that could teach me about the whole clown. But if two cases go out, maybe we should say it's unique to those two cases. Amr of Zacharya, no. Ada Amra, this is what it means that we say in general, Kasavar, Rabbi Yehuda, Shnek Suvan Abanka Echad, Milamdin. The opinion all over Shas, whenever the Sugi comes up, it says, I, what about according to the opinion that says Shnek Suvan Milamdin? That opinion is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That's learned out right here. The Meiri says, back on Amman Aleph, the Meiri says, anything that uses natural means is not Kishuf. Kishuf, moving things around, and the magic with gathering the vegetables. We'll have a story tomorrow. One of the Tanam did it. Kol shehu nase bepeulam tivis einon bechal kshafim. Afilu yadu livro brios yafos. Even if one learns to create beautiful creations, shelo mizivu kamin, without a male and female coming together, kimo shenoda besifrei hateva she'ein hadavar nimna. Like the medical books will tell you, is not impossible to create things. Rasha'im la'asos. Shekol shehu tivi eino bichlal hakishuf. That's a Meiri. 600 years ago. So what is the Shaya for? Cloning. This is Meiri, is one of the major sources that is quoted for cloning. I'm actually going to mention it in the Parsha Shir tomorrow night. A little bit more. But the Nishmat Avraham, Dr. Abraham, in his Sefer, he talks all about cloning, and he quotes this Meiri, and then he quotes, Rav Yashiv Shlita pointed out to me that the Meiri's subject is the prohibition of witchcraft, and that cannot be used to permit cloning. Certainly, the last few years of the Meiri bear this out. Meaning, it's not Kishav, it's for sure not Kishav, it's Mutter Mishum Kishav. Is it Mutter to do in general? Says Rav Yashiv, I'm not sure if the Meiri would go that far. Even though if you read the language, it sounds pretty... It says, Rashoyim Lasos. But then, if you continue reading, Shekoshu Tivi Ein B'chal Kishuf. Are there any other problems? Maybe there are other problems. It's at least not Kishuf in terms of Isser Daraisa. So, if you look there, the Dr. Abraham first quotes 10 sources that even if something is not Mufurish Usser, if it's against and instinctively would be against it, so that's also Usser. And he quotes 10 different Mufurishim that explain that a different why was the Dor HaMabul punished? Half the averes that they did, they weren't mitzuvah in. So the Rishonim said, well, they should have known it was Usser. So again, there are other sources, but Dr. Abraham quotes that the one source that relates to cloning mamish and he thinks is beferish is the Ramban and Parshas Kedoshim. That's what we're going to talk about this tomorrow night in the Parshas Shir, the Ramban and Parshas Kedoshim about the Isser of Kilayim. But if somebody wants more sources, you can look at the Nishmat Avraham, the English one, Chelek Gimel, page 304 to 306. And the doctors out there can find all the sources, but the first source quoted is Ar Meiri. Vayter, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lama Nikrashman Kshafim. Why is Kishav called Kishav? Shemachishin Pamlaya Shamala. Because it weakens the Pamlaya HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power. Meaning you try to do something and show people that you could do something, and it's not exactly what Hashem wants to do. Right? You could try to go against Hashem. Ain o milvado, Amar Rabbi Chanina, afilu lidvar kshafim. There's nobody like Hashem, Rabbi Chanina says, even for kishuf, meaning, it's really fake. It sounds like a Rambam type of line. Even kishuf is ain o milvado. Hahi itzotahaves kamahadra lemishkal aframi. Tutikari Rabbi Chanina, there was a certain woman that wanted to get some dirt from under Rabbi Chanina, because she wanted to do some kishuf with him. Amar la, he says to her, Imis tayai is zili avidi. Please go right ahead. Ain o milvadoksiv. I'm not worried. I'm not worried. Go take whatever dirt you want from under we. I'm not worried. Ah, yes, the Aruch Laner ain sofchan al anes. Ain sofchan al anes. How could he do this? The answer is he didn't think it was anes. He thought, ain o milvado. He didn't think it was anything. He thought it was normal for it not to work. And again, the Margolius HaShas here quotes a number of fascinating stories in Tavkuf Pei Dalid, starting with Rav Chaim Ivalajin, that if somebody totally connects themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest way possible, so then nothing could affect them. Nothing could affect them. Quotes from Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Gimel. Shehidvik Atma B'Kedushas Machshavaso L'Bala Kochos Kulam Hu Inyan Gadol V'Skula Nifla L'Hasir U'Levato Me'alav Kol HaDinim Baritzon HaZachirim K'Shadam Koveya B'Libo Hashem Hu Elokim Ein O Milvado. Nothing else affects. And in Yonad Yoma, Yom Atzmaut, he quotes stories from 1948. He quotes in the story from 1948. He quotes others that I heard this B'Shem the Grizz. They say he quotes this B'Shem the Grizz. They say it by others that the Grizz is sitting there and the missiles are coming and so that. And the Talmidim say, Rebbe, are you still giving shir? You have to maybe go into a miklat. Ein omel vadoksiv. Somebody's totally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest way. We're not suggesting this for the proletariat out there, the Briskerov. Briskerov wants to do it. He can do whatever he wants. But Eino Milvadoksiv. Therefore, I don't have to leave. That's what the quote is also from, he quotes a story from the Beis Halevi, Grizz's grandfather. Because that in Brisk, there was one time that they closed up the Rehov, and they were going to, all the Mishtara was coming to see who wasn't paying taxes. And a certain Rav goes crying to the Beis Halevi. He says he has a store of scarves, and there's no taxes on scarves, but I'm sure they're going to come, and they're going to take Whitby away, they're going to put me in jail, etc. So the Beis Halevi, come with me. He takes him to a room, he closes the door, and he learns with him this Perek and Nefesh HaChaim. And he learns with him, and he says with him, let's learn it again. He keeps learning it, until they knock on the door. An hour later, they say, the Mishtara left. Mishtara left. He says, Eino Mavadoksev. And then the footnote is, the Beis Halevi says, it wasn't an ace. It was just that they came, and right when they got to his store, they took a lunch break. And when they came back, they messed up, and they went to the next store. Right? They forgot which store they ended up with. That's so he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu works things out. You don't have to have an ace nigla for this. But that's Eino Milvado. Viter. Eini, is this really true? How could Rabbi Chanina be right? It says it's machish the pamaya. Shani Rabbi Chanina, do not for schuse. Chanina was on a different level. He was on a different level. Amar Rabbi Aibo Bar Nagri, Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, bilatehem elu maisa shedim, bilahatehem elu maisa kshafim. Two different phrases used about the sorcerers in Egypt. Bilatehem is maisa shedim, where we try to use forces of demons. Balahatayim, that just means kshafim, that they do with themselves. They try to use magic to do things themselves. V'chein hu omer v'es lahat hacher v'misapeches. The lahat hacher v'misapeches, that's lahat, that is the power of, and it's Mr. Rashi says, mishapeches me'eleha, and it's domel kshafim, right? It happens by itself. Just like kshafim is not using any forces up above, but it's the person himself using it. So to balahateim, it turns, the sword outside of Gan Eden turns about its, by itself. The Amar Baya, de kapit amana shade, de lo kapit amana kshafim. If somebody, if there's a sorcerer out there that is machpid to always use the mana, the kli, he has to do kishuf with his spoon, he has to do it with his bowl, then you know he's not doing it himself, he's not so powerful. He's just trying to conjure up the shadim. But if he's not machpid, wherever he is, he can do it, he's not machpid on a kli, kshafim, then you know he's very powerful, he's using it, doing it himself, and it is kshafim. The Rishonim here, the Ran, the Adrama, have a big discussion, is shade. Is Maisa Shadim Asr Mishum Kshafim? Is it also Asa Daraisa? The Ran assumes not, because here the Gemara is Mechalik between Maisa Shadim and Maisa Kshafim. Others, the Adramah says it is Asr also. But again, there's a discussion in the Rishonim, trying to conjure up Shadim, is that Asr Daraisa? Amar Abaya, Hilchus Kshafim, Gilchus Shabbos. Abaya says Kshafim is like Shabbos. Meaning in what way? Yesh Man Beskila, Yesh Man Padra Abala. So Yesh Man Mutal Chachila. There are three levels of halacha. Just like in Shabbos. Ha'ose ma'isa b'skila. If somebody actually does kishuf b'skila, he gets skila. Ha'ochez ha'sainayim, patra avalasar. But if somebody just a sleight of hand, it's still asa midrabanan. This was what we discussed a couple of days ago by the magic shows, right? What does this mean? Total sleight of hand? Is that just Gnevas Das? Right, that's what we had in the Radvaz, whole discussion about magic shows. Mutter l'chadchila kid Rav Chanina Rav Oshia. What's mutter? Like Rav Chanina Rav Oshia does, meaning without using kochos of tuma. Kol mal l'shabbos aviyaskei hilchos yitzira. As we said, every Arab Shabbos used to be osig in hilchos yitzira in sefer hayitzira. Umivri luhu igla tilsa. And here Rashi defines, explains a little more. Memela, there was an eagle that came out. It wasn't that they were even trying to create it. They were being osig in hilchos yitzira. V'yachlil, they used to eat it. I didn't see anyone make the ha'ara, but it's unbelievable. They were just being ozing and uchaz yisir, and memela an eagle came out. Eagle hazav, memela came out, you put it in, shem Hashem. I didn't see anybody make the connection, but there's obviously a connection here. Dafka and eagle came out, Rashi here says it came out memela. Amar Avashi, chazina leilavua, de karna, I saw the father of karna, de nafitz, he used to blow his nose, v'shadi krichi, de sharai min chire, and silk garments used to come out of his nose. Meaning some type of kishaf. Fine. Famous. Rashi quotes this. After Kinim, they say, "Ah, oh, must be God. Must be God, because a shade, they can't create a shade, or they can't use those powers to create anything less than the size of a barley seed. So therefore, it must be that it must be God." Rav Papa Amar Elokim. Afilu kegamu nami lo masivari. They can't create anything. They can't even create a camel. High michnifle, high low michnifle. The issue with the kinim is that the kinim are very hard to gather. Anytime you see any of this happening, says Rav Papa, it's really they're just gathering it from all over. They're not creating it. And the other animals could get here quickly. Kinim. You know how slow an insect walks? So therefore, says the Rav Papa, so that's why they couldn't do it. Not because they can't create something so small, but because they couldn't gather it, because all of it is an Irish kite. Amalei Rav Rav Chia, Ludidi Chazi Lehu Taya, I once saw an Arab merchant, the Shakli Lesafsira, he took his sword, Vigadi Lagamla, and he chopped up his camel, Vishtaref Lebetivle, become, and then he went, chick chock, and it got back together, and became a camel again. So Amar Le Labasar Hachi Damu Partami Have. So Rav Chia answers him, did you see any blood and guts on the ground when he cut it up? No. Ella Hahi Achizase Naim Have. Must have been a trick. Right, like the magic shows. You cut a person in half, that's it. This is the source of it. Ziri Ikla Lachzandria Shamitzrayim. Ziri once came to Alexandria, Zavin Khamra, he bought a donkey, Kimatalash Kriyamaya, so when after he bought it, he was walking away, he took it to get a drink of water from the pond, Pashavakam Gamba Duskanisa. And all of a sudden, when it went to get a drink of water, it became a piece of wood. Meaning it was a trick. They tricked Ziri, they made the piece of wood into a donkey, and then they sold it to him, and then when it went to the water, as we'll see in a second, water always makes everything its natural state. So it became a piece of wood again. So Amrule, so he obviously went back to them, and said, what's going on here? So they said to him, Ilav Ziriat, if you wouldn't be Ziri, Lavi Medrin Lacha, we wouldn't give you back your money. Why? Mika the Zavin Midi Hakav Labadik Leba Amaya. Does anybody buy anything in Alexandria without checking it out first? It's your fault! You know this. Our land is full of kishuf. So therefore, you should say, it's really your fault, but you're Ze'iri, so therefore, we would give it back to you. Ask the Ben Yoyada. So why they took him in the first place if they knew he was such a great man like Ze'iri? Why they took him in the first place? He gives two answers. Interesting. Ben Yoyada. Answer number one, we'll be finished in a minute. Answer number one, says the Ben Yoyada, is that no, he must have gone to the authorities. He must have gone to the authorities. The authorities knew who Ze'iri was. And the authorities went to the sellers and say, hey, give it back. So it wasn't like they tricked him in the first place. Number two is, he was riding on the donkey. And he went to the water. And then the donkey became a piece of wood and he didn't fall in al derech nes. So they saw this like, oh, whoa, Ze'iri, man, we're not starting up with you. Right? That's why only afterwards. Those are two answers. The Ben Yoyada says why they did that. One final point, and then we'll stop. And we got to wait. One more great story about Yanai. But we'll have to wait till tomorrow for that. In the Biurei Adaf, I saw, they quotes from one of the Achronim. He quotes from one. Who does he quote it from? Let me just find it. He quotes from the Mahari Horvitz. He says, based on this idea that everything gets checked by water, we understand why did Hashem, when he tells Moshe to take his mateh, to go do the makas, dam tzvardeya, why did he say, take the mateh that you did the osos with in front of Paro, take that mateh to do the... What's the emphasis? Asher akisa, that you did the... So he explains. the Atzagninim, the sorcerers of Paro, they saw Aaron's mate swallow up their mate. How could a stick swallow up a stick? You know what it must be? It must be that this is a snake. But it's just changed into the form of a stick. That's what it is. It's really a snake! So that's why Hashem wanted to disprove them. Take this to the water. Bang it in the water, because in the water, everything goes back to its natural state. And they will see that it stayed a stick, and that will prove that it wasn't that it was a snake and therefore it swallowed up, but it's still a stick, even by the water, and they still swallowed up. That's why Dafka, take this stick that you did the Osos with, take that down to the Mayim. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Beth Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Everybody should have a... What do you say? Mo'adim l'simcha l'gula shleima? What do you say? But, everybody, we should be zocha to the gula shleima b'karef.